Thou
living room's dark, save for light being cast from the big TV screen and the imminent sunrise that's teasing the way.
No longer long for the ride.
I just never thought it would end like this.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Voice. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Danny Weissner with The World is Saved. This is the show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff. Welcome back to it, everybody.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I missed last week. Well, no. So last week was a bit of tricky, right? We didn't actually have a show last week, but
right.
Before that, a basketball game overrode the show.
Oh, what?
So we aired last week, and it was technically a new show.
I don't
show.
Know how things work.
Yeah,
wibbly wobbly waves.
It was a new show, but we did lose one in the season, but that's fine. We'll make it up in the off season. We're good. We'll make it up in the bowl.
Are you like my coach now?
We'll make it up in the bowl game.
I hate everything.
For those that don't know about the show, we talk about nerd geek stuff. We drop knowledge on you. We play some music. We have some fun. We make some friends. It's a really good place to be. So thank you once again. There's one. I'm right here. You can't say it when
no
I'm right
one likes
here.
Me.
If you're joining us brand new, welcome to the show.
To the show. I'm not usually this depressing.
If you're a repeat offender, welcome back.
I don't know why you're still here.
Yeah, we don't know what we give to you. No, we have a website with all of our audio. I actually downloaded all the audio, and I'm working on cutting it together and uploading it and making the blog. I am working on that.
If only your co-host would help.
Well, yeah, I know, but I can't. You know, I can't ask you to do everything or anything. but we have a website where all the audio will eventually be. We're revamping a lot of parts of it, and we're expanding the platform all the time. Bear, what is the website?
You can go to exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
Dang right, you can. We also have social media at exppoints.com/social. That's our social media landing page for YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, Steam Community, all of that stuff. PayPal. Patreon. If you want to like give us money or donate money to the show, we're on iTunes and Stitcher as well as Google Play Music Podcast as well. Go ahead and sync us up, like, subscribe, follow, do whatever you need to do with all that stuff on exppoints.com/social.
You can even tune in on your radio.
You can even use your radio dials or buttons.
Dials, I guess I haven't seen a dial on a radio in a while.
I guess the volume is always a dial typically.
Yeah. But the tuning, they do have a dial usually.
I don't know. We're gonna play two songs. We're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about what we did last, I guess, 2 weeks, really. Hint, one's Thanksgiving. But this is going to be Who is Alex Trebek by literally every nerdcore rapper in the world.
Yeah, just throw
and I Lead the League of Legends by Dan Bull. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Losers, in other words.
Well, I think... sure.
I'm teasing you.
Acid blades will send the competitor back to base. My most regular rap that's played, an enemy has been slain.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I'm still
right. That was Dan Bull with I Lead the League of Legends. Really like Dan Bull. He's like a master rapper. I love it.
He is a good rapper.
Really, really awesome Diablo rap. And then also like the Songbird Sings. We play that a lot. And
if I'm thinking of the right person, I think he does like some just random YouTube videos too.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan Bull's big in the YouTubes.
In the YouTubes, yeah.
And then before that, Who is Alex Trebek by, I'm going to say it again, like everybody. It's a ton of stuff. That wasn't the Mega Ram MC Lars one that was separate. It was their, like, when Alex Trebek said, losers. When he said that, everyone, all the nerds that had,
rappers
like, musical talent,
they
got really mad, yeah, so... This is the show where we talk about what we did last week, and we're going to extend that to the last two weeks to bring you up to speed.
I tend to do things. I have a life.
Bear, what did you do the last 2 weeks?
Surprise, I cooked Thanksgiving dinner.
Awesome. So that was congratulations.
And Sun and Moon came out. And
so you've been playing that.
I've pretty much been playing that, but...
What was your starter?
Rowlett.
Okay, of course it was.
Yeah. I wanted to go with Litten, but have you seen his final form?
Yeah.
Nintendo, look. Anyway. Look, Game Freak.
What? You could say Nintendo. I mean, I know they're not... They own each other now, or one owns the other.
Either way.
I mean, that's fine.
The Pokemon Company, whoever's doing this
at
this
point. The Pokemon Company.
Yeah, so. No, Raul or Litten's final form. I can't even think of its name right now. I don't like it.
Dumb. It's dumb.
Stupid.
Final form is
so
dumb.
Yeah, been playing a crap ton of Pokemon, and somehow, surprise, found time for Star Citizen.
Yeah.
Because that's something yeah, you I did. Never do. Yeah, they did have the anniversary sale again.
Yep.
And I did buy two new ships.
Of course you did.
But I didn't spend money. Because I melted some old ships. Because I have that many ships
okay,
at this point.
Okay, well.
So I didn't actually spend money. I just got rearranged my garage, as it were.
At least you didn't spend more money. I'm going to say needlessly. I saw Citizen Khan's footage again of the whole planet. I think it was a guy in a constellation.
The 3-0 thing?
Yeah. A guy that was landing in a constellation. Or it wasn't a constellation, but he landed.
That was a constellation.
Was that a constellation?
Yeah, that's actually the constellation that I own.
Okay.
That
so,
I'm waiting
so
on.
So he landed. He got dropped out like the little buggy.
Yeah.
Drove out to a place. Got attacked. Buggy died. You know, it was super, super nice. It's what the game, everyone's freaking out about it because that's what the game's supposed to be. And it's seemingly farther along
in the right direction.
Right. Oh yeah. No, it's
so,
good.
We're hoping for 2.6 by the end of the year. That's going to have the new Star Marines module, which is the first person shooter.
Right.
So you'll be able to go in, and it's actually cool. I like how they're doing that. They have Arena Commander right now, which is dogfighting,
mm-hmm.
and then Star Marines. And the way that's done in universe is those are companies that like make video games.
Oh.
So they're simulations within
okay,
the universe.
Okay.
So when you blow up or die in there, it's not you dying.
And so it's still canon. Like it's
right,
just
it's canon
for your high score in the game.
Right, right.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like you're playing a game
nice.
In the game. So
very
but that
cool.
that does go into the whole persistent universe. Like if your ship blows up in like Arena Commander, you didn't just lose your ship.
Right.
That's
you just,
not the persistent universe.
You just
and not that matters right now anyway. We're in like freaking alpha.
Yeah.
So, 2.5.
So we get it. You played Star Citizen.
Right, yeah. I like that game. Have y'all caught on that I like that game?
I think I caught
on. I think we should have a quiz one day. What is Bear's current favorite game?
If we ever do a Survey Monkey, I'll see who knows. But
right.
So what else? You cooked.
So I cooked,
played
some games.
Played that Pokemon.
Finished Sailor Moon. The first season, Sailor Moon.
The original.
Yeah, the original Sailor Moon. Yusaki.
She's the one they call Sailor Moon, right?
Usagi's an idiot.
Yeah.
I'd like to start with that. Secondly, I forgot like how intense like the last two episodes are.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're like, you know, fun, happy show, whatever, and then those last two episodes.
Yeah.
Dude. So now me and my roommate are going through Sailor Moon R.
Yep.
And it's fun so far.
Yeah. Sailor Moon R isn't the new one.
No. That's Crystal.
Yeah,
that's Crystal.
Yeah.
So no, we're on R currently.
It's just gonna before long it's gonna be Pokemon. It's gonna be
actually watch some X and Y.
Oh,
Pokemon X and Y.
Please stop.
What?
Just stop.
What?
I can't remember the last.
Having fun, enjoying life, being a nerd?
Yes.
What do you want me to stop?
I don't know. Maybe just the Pokemon X and Y.
It's not bad.
You know what I noticed?
I went with
my cousin, and they bought Sun or Moon, the one that they didn't already own. They bought the other one. And I noticed that Pokemon X and Y or Pokemon like Crimson, Ruby, Red... Whatever, blood red, but whatever versions they had out.
I love you trying.
The previous ones.
That's excellent.
They're still $40 each.
Right.
I don't understand it.
They're that popular.
When you, no, that's not how games work. When you
in
take
your universe.
Here's my thing. I'm gonna soapbox for a minute.
Go for it.
Pokemon's clearly very profitable.
Right.
It's working. It's successful. It's been around since 92 or 98.
99.
It's 99. It's been around for a while. It's here to stay. Fine. And I'm not trying to detract from that, but I don't think anyone is going to fight me on this. The games evolved over time.
Yes.
But the incremental evolutions didn't change much. Right?
No.
It's
Sun and Moon is the most recent departure from their formula.
Right.
Because
right.
it's been a
well,
very...
So no, I'm glad you said formula, because it's okay. I'm not saying that you shouldn't buy or play a game that you think is fun because it happens to be almost exactly the same thing four times in a row, you know, and then maybe, oh, this all of a sudden this has a different shade of green. Looking at you, you know, it was Pokemon Red, Pokemon Blue, and then the first color one was yellow, right?
Right.
You
yeah.
know, but Pokemon Red and Blue could still totally be played. And at the time, they were the same price
yeah.
as yellow.
Right.
Even though yellow was the same game for the most part, it was brand
new.
You
started with Pikachu.
And it had
some differences.
Yeah, it had some differences. I don't know that... X and Y are old. They're over. They're what, 2 years old?
I think those are 2013 release.
Okay. Wait. Wow. Okay. They're almost 4 years old. They're almost 4 years old. Then that's fine. Check. They're over 2 years old, and they're still the exact same price as the brand new released evolution of this current Pokemon thing. Pair that up with a Wii U. The Switch is announced
October 12, 2013.
Okay, so they're over 3 years old. Pair that up with Nintendo's entire model is we don't discount things.
No, they do not.
The Wii U, which has been out for a while.
Yeah.
The Wii U is still $399 or $299. It's still $299, and the Wii U is not a very good console. It's a game console that you play first party games almost exclusively on.
Right, and to be fair, since I'm still mad at Splatoon, I don't play it much.
Right, so I feel, and it's okay. It's a fine console to get and play and have fun with, but it's not the Wii.
Wow,
how old is it?
That's November 18th, 2012.
2012.
Now
over four.
I didn't realize
now
that.
Over 4 years old. It's a 4 year old console, and it hasn't gotten any real updates. Not really.
No.
Like cosmetic updates, fine. But I mean, still a Wii U. It's not. It's barely HD.
$299. Ooh, no, you can get it for $297.99 at Walmart.
$298.
Or if you go to Best Buy, it's $299.99. But they'll do price matching.
Well, it's ridiculous that if you were to look at a 4 year old console anywhere else, they've crossed.
That is crazy. I've never thought about this.
Well, because that's the only one besides Xbox One. I own a PlayStation 4. I own a Wii. And I had an Xbox 360. The flood killed the 360. The Wii made it out. That's great. And the PS4 is still
it's
fine.
It's probably still $250.
What?
For
the Wii? No. No, it's like $50. I think it's like $50 or $100 or whatever. But it's just ridiculous. I don't know.
The pricing
It's a problem with me where, you know, Pokemon X and Y, they're the. And this is more of a main segment topic. But I went in there before Black Friday.
Yeah.
And I saw that these two-year-old games were just as expensive as a brand new game of the same like lineage, of the same descendants.
Well, to put that in perspective, Soul Silver, I've been playing kind of on and off.
Yeah.
I think I paid $30 for that used.
I just don't.
And this was during the X and Y like generation.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it. I understand. You it's not if there I can't even phrase a sentence. I can't even
Matt needs a break, guys.
I can't even form
maybe you should play Pokemon.
Well, so that's the thing. I clearly don't do any very. I don't do mobile gaming. I miss that because I had a PS Vita. I had a place. I have a PS Vita somewhere. I don't know where the flood put it, but I have it. And then I had a PSP. And
PSP was such a good device at the time.
I really enjoyed.
Amazing.
I really enjoy Sony's mobile platforms, but I enjoy it from a technical aspect that this is virtually a PS3 in my hand.
Right.
You know, for the PS Vita, I don't. Ever I played Gravity Rush because Gravity Rush was amazing. And then I played not Harvest Moon, but I played Suikoden 2 and then another game I can't remember, Chrono Trigger. I played like emulated games for the PSP, PlayStation 1 classics on the thing.
Right.
Because that's what I wanted to do. That was what I thought it was great for.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the PSP didn't have two shoulder buttons. It didn't have two joysticks. The Vita did.
Right.
So
yeah.
It made sense. So I did that, but that wasn't what it was for. But I don't have games on my phone. I think I have Color Match. But you know, I don't have that was because our mutual friend wanted to play it.
I remember Color Match.
Yeah, you know, so I don't do mobile games, so maybe I just don't understand the appeal of why you'd still play $40.
I have Pokemon Go.
I have Pokemon Go, but that's not really a game.
To be fair, I don't have many games on here either.
It's weird.
More.
You know, that's like arguably one of the best mobile platforms to play games, and I just missed it. I missed the boat.
Have Starbucks.
I bought a 1070.
Ooh, fancy.
I bought an EVGA 1070.
You get on to me for spending money.
Well, so that's the thing. I did.
I did something else.
What did you do before we got out of there?
I participated in. Let me get this right. Nostralis.
Yes, Nostralis.
That word. They're long.
I guess they're coming back. Their server balance or their server load test.
Their server load test. So what's going on with that? You know, they were based in France previously.
Yeah.
And Blizzard got all angry and
stuff.
And so then that team disbanded, and they gave their code base to a Russian team.
Mm.
So, yeah, participated in that. Got to play Vanilla WoW for like 2 hours Sunday, and it was glorious.
I was part of it, and I really liked it.
Oh, you're on it?
No, not of that. Oh, not of that. The original server.
I was part of it.
I was part of it. No. How would you know?
God, well, do you have Discord? Probably not.
I do have Discord.
Do you really?
Discord's awesome.
Am I not your Discord friend? I thought you were my co-host.
I think you are my Discord friend.
Am I crazy?
No, I bought a 1070. It's an EVGA 1070 super clocked FTW with AZX3. Yeah. There's like a lot of with this, and also side of chips. You know, it's
right.
And
it's
the
an
whole
EVGA card, right?
It's an EVGA card. It's got the backplate. It was the more expensive of the three that I was looking at.
I got you. I like their classified editions.
So their classified edition is great, but it's
pricey.
They're very pricey. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know. I
just like the way, I do like the way they set up their system.
This one is really really. This card so far, and I'm testing it against a 1070 or a 970.
Okay.
So I've tested the 760 against a 970, and clearly the 970 won, duh. And then I'm testing the 1070 against the 970. It is ridiculous. It's so much bigger. Like it's a full inch taller than the 970, which was already a full height card. This is an inch taller than a full height card. So if you have a very
slim,
if you have a very slim, you know, mini ITX build or whatever, you want to make sure you have at least an inch before the edge of the case.
It's
ridiculous powerful. It's mad powerful.
Speaking of power, what's its power requirement?
It uses 2 8-pin connectors.
Okay, 2 8-pin.
And I forgot. I think they recommend at least a 500, but that's nothing.
It's good to know they haven't bumped that up.
Yeah, they haven't bumped that up. I thought they were consolidating it to a single 8-pin, but not at all.
Didn't happen.
Two 8-pins. Not only is it a full inch taller, it's got – I want to say it's got 5 out on it, a DVI-D for some reason. I don't know why they still include that. It's got 3 display ports and an HDMI. DisplayPort all the way, by the way. If you aren't running DisplayPort, try to. It's really great.
Right.
I started doing some benchmarks because I want to do some benchmarks before I switched so that I have a comparison.
Okay.
I ran some benchmarks, synthetic benchmarks, heaven benchmarks. The nicest one that I could find was like Metro 2033, Last Light, and the original, the Redux. Yeah. And it was giving me like the average was 14 frames a second on the 970. Everything cranked up, 21:9 aspect ratio, not 3440 by 1440, 2560 by 1080. So we're still keeping a 1080 sort of height. But 21:9 aspect ratio, everything turned to the max, like just amazing, just full quality. I was getting average of 14 frames a second, and it wasn't pretty at all. Right. Metro 2033 Redux, the benchmark on that was like literally like phasing things in and taking them away because the memory requirements were so high.
Oh, wow.
And I was turning on like SSAO. I was turning on tessellation very high. I was turning on like post-AA, full-on 16 AF or whatever for texture filtering. I think I got an average of 70 frames a second, 40 or 70, with everything maxed out on the game that's supposed to hurt graphics cards. And I didn't tweak, I didn't overclock, I didn't do anything. Everything's still stock.
That's awesome.
So it was really, really nice. And I did that this morning. I changed it out and did all the benchmarks this morning. But unless it's like a benchmark like Bioshock, Bioshock Infinite is a good game, but it's also like a really easy game for cards.
Yeah,
so like the 970, which isn't the 970 is not like the 760. 760, right. much more of a budget card. The 970, you know, it was several hundred dollars.
You're in the right range on both of these.
Right. I'm comparing
this last
70s,
number, the 70
70s to 70s. 60s to 70s is such a big difference. But I only paid, get this, you're going to hate me.
Since they got their numbers to make sense.
I only paid about $250 for this card.
You had EVGA
bucks. I had EVGA bucks. I've been folding for the last 2 years. I had $200 worth of EVGA bucks. I was able to take that
off
of the normal $450, $460 card price.
Nice.
So that was really, really good. So I'll be doing a write-up about that. I don't know if I'll do a video just because there's no reason to do a video. I mean, a write-up's fine.
Right.
I'll put some picture comparisons and put it up there. The thing that gets me about these cards is that if you look at the 970, you see, I think it's 120mm. Fans, or maybe 100 millimeter fans, 110, and then you look at the 1070, and it's like 150mm. Like they're very much, like significantly larger. Because they're ACX, or do you know what ACX is?
ACX
for the cooling system.
No, I don't.
So it's sort of
actually.
This. Whenever
I must say, I'm weird because I'm completely in laptops right now.
Right. Well, and that's fine because you'll always be able to have your mobile, right. You know, your platform
and
with you.
And mobile gaming is a real thing now. That's which a is real amazing. Thing. It was like the dream.
Hopefully we can get back to LANs because it's so easy to bring your big system wherever you want. Your big system's so small now, you know.
Yeah.
But just more capable than ever. The ACX is a really cool technology. We're going to end on this and then go to the ACX is a really cool technology that EVGA does, and I'm sure other vendors do it as well. I'm an EVGA fanboy. I love them. They're so good. Everything from the RMA process to customer service to the product that you get. Yeah, you pay a little bit of a premium for it, but it's not like a premium to say.
I've dealt with them many times.
Yeah, they're good. But no, ACX is a neat cooling mentality where you've normally got one fan on a card. They add another fan, and the fans are independently controlled. They're variable speed fans. They use something like there's like 7 or 11 blades. So it doesn't have to spin as fast. Because they're independently controlled, you can cool different parts of the card different ways, and they speed up and slow down based off of the precision application that EVGA uses to cool different parts of the card. So they can be quiet, they can be aggressive, they can, you know, you can hit a temperature target or power target. It's really, really great. They're also like fully fluid filled or whatever, so they last longer than you're going to be alive. They're going to use the card. They outlast the life of the card, really. Which is really, really neat.
That's awesome.
And it's always worked out. The 760, the 970, and the 1070 all have ACX versions, I think 1, 2, and then now this has 3. And I love it. I will not buy a card that does not have ACX or some similar variable distribution of cooling. So
I got you. Did I show you my new DS?
No, I'm looking at this new DS. And why'd you get a new DS?
Okay, because you remember my old one broke, so I was running on the DSi.
Right.
Playing Soul Silver, actually. Okay. And then Sun and Moon came out, so it was time for me.
Did you need to get a new DS in that case?
Yeah. Well, you could use the regular 3DS.
Right.
But since I was purchasing one anyway, because my 3DS had died.
So what's the difference?
This has a better processor. Apparently, they updated the tracking and such for the 3D, but who cares?
Do you actually play in 3D?
I have never played in 3D. I don't like it. Well, let me say that. I like that. I just turned it on. It does work a lot better now.
The fundamental feature that you're buying is just sort of not what you go for.
But no, it's gimmicky. I don't play with 3D on. I do like the fact that Nintendo did it because it's cool. It shows what you can do with technology.
Yeah, that's something I want to say. Nintendo always, or frequently at least, has pushed the boundaries on how we deal with games. It's so, I guess, Xbox and Microsoft and Sony don't have to.
Right.
You know, let Nintendo spend all their money. They got Mario. So.
Yeah, no crap. I was actually going to get, there's a pretty Galaxy Edition one that has this cool nebula on it. I was going to get that, but then I was on Amazon, saw this one, and the best I can describe is, oh my God, green.
It's Yoshi green.
Yeah, actually. It's Yoshi color. It came with Super Mario Brothers.
They
preloaded.
All come with Super Mario World.
This is an Amazon exclusive. Ticked me off. What? So you bought like, I don't know, how much is this thing, like $200 or something?
I don't know.
We're going to pretend it's
$299. It's a Wii U.
So you pay that. And then you get the device, and I thought I lost the power cable that came with it.
Nope, doesn't come with the power cable.
Doesn't come with the power cable.
Because why would it? We sell them separately.
Yeah.
You can use the one from your previous device that you should throw away now, but keep the power cord.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah.
I think I have one.
Let's say, luckily, I have like 3, but like I was planning to put this new one somewhere, and like I couldn't find it. I'm like, man,
I actually think it got flooded, so you might not want to use that one.
Aw, gross.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is my new DS, and it's, oh my God, green.
Well, congrats. It looks very nice.
It is very green.
Does it treat you right?
I do like the fact that the inside is black.
Oh, okay.
Instead of being like that same green.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Because that was the reason with the DSi, I could get a blue one or the poop-colored one. I went the poop-colored one because the inside was darker.
Less glare.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. So. We are going to cut to 2 songs, and we're going to come back, and we are going to talk about some more stuff. This is Lightspeed Disco by Cerebropulse and Michael. Jump in by No More Kings. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Open the door and jump in. Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Band.
That was Michael Jump In by No More Kings. Before that, Lightspeed Disco by Cerebropulse. Haven't played that one in a while, so.
Well, good job.
MP3s? Yeah, we did that. That was a WAV. That was a WAV. So we had some Steam news. That was a long segment, by the way. We didn't mean for that to be like a super long.
That was supposed to be our intro segment, turned into the main segment.
Yep. Sorry, our bad. Anyway, I got a 1070. That's what we're going to talk about. We're actually going to talk a little bit about what happens when your PC doesn't have the ability to play things if we have some time, but we only have about 10 or 15 minutes to go through some stuff.
We'll
first thing on the docket, you ever play Grand Theft Auto 4?
I have played.
So Grand Theft Auto 4, you probably played it on PC, right?
Yes.
So believe it or not, Rockstar has just released a new patch for it. I'm gonna let that sink in. Here's what they did.
I did not know this.
They added a Windows Live and Assistant. I'm sorry, the Windows Live Sign and Assistant error or whatever.
Okay, so they added that was a big issue.
They added Windows
3 never fixed it.
Windows 8.1 and 10 to compatible OS check.
Okay.
Added display controller image in controller configuration. Fixed a bug where it made completing the out of commission mission impossible when the frame rate exceeded 60 frames per second.
That's hilarious.
Fixed a bug with the resource usage indicator on graphics cards with more than 2 gigs of virtual RAM. Fixed a bug that restricted settings changes using modern video cards. Fixed a bug with a map crosshair on certain resolutions. Fixed a bug with text scrolling in the brief menu. Fixed drawless overflow crash. And then minor performance optimizations.
Well, I'm going to say, good on them.
Kind
of
cool,
it.
Right?
Good on them.
Find
good
it kind of cool. Really enjoy that. That's not our main segment, though. Our main segment is actually. So we've all bought things off of Steam. If you haven't,
I don't know what you were talking about. You know how I don't like to talk about how much I spent in Star Citizen. Talk to Gabe.
I can't do it right now, but I want to eventually talk about like our wasted Steam account. Like
I'll tell
how
you
much
my laptop, and we're gonna have to go line by line.
How much Steam account did you waste? How much is it worth right now? And how much have you played? How many games?
I do not want to do
that. How many games have you never ever played?
No,
so
I don't like this idea.
No, we're gonna talk about the
the games that came out this year.
Well, there are quite a few of them.
Turns
right?
out,
it's okay. So Steam's been around for a while.
2005?
I think it's before that, but it might not
be.
It might not be. Anyway, Steam has been around for a while, and I just looked up my Steam worth. Okay. My current account value is over $3,700. But with sales, it only cost me $1,400. So I spent almost $1,500.
Oh, wow. 2003.
Yeah. Because it was Half-Life 1.
My brain was thinking Half-Life 1 came out when I was a junior.
Yeah, it was the Half-Life
not.
Pack.
It was before that. Jesus.
I want to know how many products have 0 hours.
Did
my mom even get that? I have 120 games I've never played.
I'm going to have to go on that site later.
I'm getting disappointed in my life.
I'm already hating life. Yeah. So that's why I'm flying to Chicago.
Though, can you guess what my highest things are?
Your highest things?
My highest played things at 300.5 hours.
300, oh gosh.
Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain. 173 hours. Wow, almost half that. Fallout 4.
That's funny.
160 hours in Borderlands. See, we're not going to do this.
Yeah,
okay.
Move on.
It's been around since 2003, Steam. And right. It really popularized the idea of digital distribution because now we have Uplay and Origins. I got Watch Dogs 2, by the way, with the 1070 purchase. So I'll be reviewing Watch Dogs 2 if and when I play it this weekend.
Well, so
we've got Origin, Uplay.
Right.
We've got Steam is still a thing. We've got good old Games Galaxy client.
Yeah.
And a few other ones have come and gone. The Blizzard launcher is sort of the digital distribution thing for Blizzard games.
Right.
There's one for NCSoft, I think, to do all of NCSoft's stuff because they come out with one every 5 months or something. But Steam has largely been the reigning champion, the reigning king. That has largely in part been because of the accessibility of the games, the ease of buying games, but then for developers... For video game developers, they've been able to submit fairly recently, I guess last year or 2 years ago, to Steam Greenlight and get games greenlit to become full-fledged backed games. Things like Alpha, games that are coming out in Alpha. I think Kickstarter actually started it, but it's certainly taken off in a completely new life on Steam, where you can greenlight something if you like it and then buy it and have it in early access. But there's an explosion. There's a super plume of insane content. So in 2000...
What's quality control?
In 2004, 7% of the total games on Steam were released.
Which is a huge amount.
That's a huge amount. That was 2004. 2007, 112 games came out. That's 1%. I'm sorry. I actually misread a comma as a decimal. 7 games were released on Steam in 2004. I bet I know which ones.
Right?
They start with Half-Life and Counter-Strike and Day of Defeat, I guess, you know? 2006,
that's funny.
1%. 2007, 1%. 2008, 2%. 3% in 2009. 2% in 2010. 2011 had 3%. 2012 had 3%. 2013, big boom, 5%. 2014, giant boom, 16%.
That's
up
huge.
up from 5. 2015. This is just last or arguably 2 years ago.
Right.
26% of all total games. So
let's just sink in.
26 plus 16 plus 5 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 0. There aren't enough numbers there. And that's because this year alone, 38%, almost 40% of the total games
that's
on
insanity.
Steam, that's over 4,200 games released on Steam just this year. That's insane!
That doesn't. You need a guide at this point to even know what to buy.
It doesn't make. It totally makes sense. Because we've seen the largest increase, I guess, and clearly the numbers don't lie. We've seen the largest increase of less than desirable. I'm saying less than desirable. We've seen games come out on Steam that aren't worth the code that is written to make them happen.
Right.
We've seen games that aren't even really games. We've seen things that aren't free that people buy just to rate badly. It's insane.
I need to make something like that.
It's insane, you know, and it's one of those things we've always talked about an experience points game. There's no reason why we couldn't do it.
We're just lazy.
We're lazy. That's not even
a
joke.
We're developers.
We're lazy. But that's insane to me that almost 40% of the total games in a digital distribution platform that's been around for the last over 10 years, the last 13 years.
Yeah.
That in the last 13 years, wow. In the last 13 years, 40% of the games that are on
released
it right now were released
this year.
What is 2017 gonna do?
Be better than 2016?
I'm not saying this
a pretty
is
low bar.
It's a pretty low bar to, you know, we're gonna sail past that January 1st just because it's not 2016 anymore. But I mean, I just don't understand. It's gonna get so, and it already is. It already is so bad. If you don't know the game that you're gonna go buy and you try to like get the recommended version of whatever, your Steam profile is gonna look real funny.
So I've been away from Steam for a bit because mainly Star Citizen.
It's changed a lot.
Thanks, Chris Roberts for. Been avoiding this for the past year. And I'm scared now.
Yeah. Well, you go back in. Everything's changed on Steam. You've got recommendations. If you don't fill out or if you don't consistently buy games that you're into or whatever, those recommendations are going to be a little off. And I'm not saying that you definitely don't buy a game just because it looks nice. Read reviews.
Right?
Read reviews because every game can look nice. You know, don't buy a game because it looks bad because, like, arguably Undertale isn't a very good-looking game.
No, it's not a good-looking game.
But that's sort of
it's
the
so
charm.
It's so much fun. I love it.
That's sort of the charm
it's
of
part
it.
Of, it has its own art style.
Yeah.
Plus, if you want high-res stuff, look to the art community.
Right. Well,
Undertale has a great art following.
Right. So this is just insane. 2017 is going to be crazy. We're looking at over 4,200 games in 2016, and a lot of those are not AAA games, which is good.
Which is great.
That is really good.
That fact, yes.
It's just hard if you don't know what's out there. You know, I would say definitely go on Reddit, go on the Steam forums.
I guess slash
Steam
r slash gaming. Get there.
Yeah. Well, I would even, and I don't
or
say
PC
this very
Master Race.
I don't even say this very often, but 4chan has a gaming community, and 4chan is still an active thing.
Do we just pitch 4chan? I feel like you just
4chan slash gaming or slash G or if slash G is something like guys that are naked or something. I'm sorry, but I don't go to 4chan very often. But, you know, I go to Reddit quite often, though Reddit's tearing itself apart right now.
I know,
So
I'm sorry,
know,
I'm falling.
Help this. For those that don't know, I guess we can kind of start to end on that.
Okay, let's end
Reddit
quickly
on Reddit
that.
Co-founder Steve Huffman, I think. Reddit CEO or co-founder was sort of caught and then later admitted to changing users' comments about him in the R or the Donald or whatever subreddit, changing those comments. And that's, you know, he was tired of getting trolled. He was trying to troll the trolls. And I can understand from an administrator standpoint the humor in that.
I get it.
The problem
is he's running a business at this point.
Well, and it's a business that no one really pays for, you know.
You can buy Reddit.
The way I look at it is like with Facebook makes a change that you don't like. Oh, boo-hoo. Don't buy stock in Facebook.
Right?
You know?
You know what? Why don't none of us buy stock in Facebook? We can shut it down if we do this, guys.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's like you use Facebook for free. No one that I know actually sinks money into Facebook. No one actually puts money in Facebook. They don't buy ad credits. They don't buy. We don't do it. We have a platform on it. We don't do it. And it's, maybe if we wanted to be more successful or whatever, we would. But we don't do that. No one I know does that. Everyone uses it for free, and everyone complains every time they move a button from over here. They add a reaction, or they don't have blank All Lives Matter or whatever buttons. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If they don't have, right. if they don't use the multi diverse cultural emoji set or whatever, people get themselves.
I feel like MG is very triggered.
All I'm saying is that you're using it for free, right? Reddit is largely used completely for free, but. The whole benefit, the whole pull, the big thing about Reddit is that it's a community where information flows. You might get banned, you might whatever, like whatever, but you information flows. It's not diverted, it's not rerouted, it's not changed. And this guy was going in the database using his power to change it.
Right.
And he apologized.
And there's been some other things with Reddit around that similar type of vein that's come up.
The Donald. Yeah, with the underscore Donald. But
With Donald.
This specific thing, though, I think it was a. Oh, crap, I didn't realize that's what I did, because it wasn't about him changing the comments to specifically what he changed them to. It was about the fact that he changed anything at all, that an administrator has the ability, which, I mean
they're admins. They have the ability.
They have the ability, but that they have the ability and they willingly changed something. So what is real on Reddit anymore?
What is
real? I know that's crazy.
You stopped it there.
Well, I know that's a crazy thing to think about, like, what is real on Reddit, on the internet, what's true? But I think there was this idea of, was going to be, I could take it to the bank. This was good enough. I could believe that this was, that this was a valid thing, that somebody that
it's a user XYZ. Or organic experience.
Yeah, that user XYZ actually wrote what he wrote, or she wrote. And now we don't know that for sure. It probably is, because, it's very unlikely to have been changed, a comment of somebody that you're looking at. But maybe they did. It's possible, certainly, so. And not only is it possible, it was always possible. It's just that now there's a precedent set. It happened.
Right.
And
that's what the problem is.
Yeah. People are going to cry about this for a long time. That's the unfortunate thing with the internet. Like, crying lasts a lot longer on the internet than it does in real life.
The internet never forgets. The internet never forgets. It's anonymous. But you were talking about 4chan, so go read the rules.
You know how it works. Anyway,
go read the rules.
We are out of time. But we are going to leave you with one last song. Thanks for hanging out with us. Again, if this is your first show, hey, don't judge us by this one alone. Check out our website, where we have a lot more audio. We're on podcast. We do this. Bear, what is the website?
The website is exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the
We also have a social media landing page. We've got Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam community. That's at exppoints.com/social. Check it out. Like, subscribe, follow. Do whatever you need to do. We also have PayPal and Patreon. If you like what we did, or you like what we're doing, or you want to change it, go ahead and look at PayPal and Patreon. And again, subscribe to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music Podcast. I think we're probably on Spotify as well, but I don't have a button for that one yet. Go ahead and like and subscribe, because we're always putting more stuff out there. Soon we're going to have a 1070 review and comparison. We're going to get back to doing drinking games fairly soon once the holidays hit. It's going to be really, really nice. We're going to we usually do this on the holidays. We revamp things.
Yeah, we kind of consolidate and figure out what we're doing.
We catch up. Right. We are going to leave you with one song. If we can put two in, I will. I don't know. It's going to be random at the second one, but it's going to be the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles, and then maybe something after that. Check us out online and check us out next week, next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m., unless we have another basketball game or whatever.
Weird.
But if we don't, we'll be here, and I hope you're here too. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points, and you've been listening to it exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.